Accession number 13362 to Bill Pin, Reel 2.
Mr. Pin, Reel 2, we were talking about your time in North Africa, and you weren't actually out there very long. In fact, even before Sedjanine, you had an accident. If you could tell us about how you had an accident and what happened.
You're asking, are you?
Yeah.
I don't remember. In fact.
You don't remember how it happened?
Well, I got thrown in there.
Were you thrown by an accident or a bomb, or
I think a bomb landed, shell landed near.
And that's all you really remember.
Sorry.
How bad a break was it?
It was right in here.
You just broke above the wrist, or on the wrist?
If you like, by the bump of the wrist, it broke. And of course, I had a bit shaken up as well, without superficial injuries as well. And I was talking about the old years in the end, evacuated. To the Algiers.
Right the way back then?
Yes.
Did it mend well, or did you have trouble with it?
No, I had no trouble. Obviously, it took a long time with physiotherapy and whatnot, you know.
It was a real break then, not a fracture?
It was a break, yeah. Well, a fracture is a break, but it depends on where it breaks, doesn't it?
So, did you feel you were well treated while you were in hospital?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And where were you in convalescence? In the same area?
Yes. Where was it? You know where it was, don't you? No. It was in Algiers, anyway.
Right. So, you were there for a good while, because you rejoined the battalion while they were actually in Tunisia. After the campaign, the African campaign had come to an end, is that right?
That's right.
So, around July or August time, probably.
That's right, yeah.
And did you notice many differences in the battalion? Because a lot of them had been killed in the campaign.
That's right, yes.
Did you notice that? I mean, was it apparent?
You did, yes. But I kept touching as much as I could with members of the battalion, you know, and I knew what was happening, because I wasn't there alone, you know.
Had you lost many friends?
Yes, quite a few. But getting back to battalion, though, they wanted to send me to the transit camp and send me off somewhere, you know. I didn't want that to go back to the battalion. I did. Oh, it took me a week to get back. I'll go back.
You very much wanted to go back to the battalion then?
Yes, what happened actually was that air transport was passing across the con camp when I was ready to go. And so air transport had been down again to Algiers, picking things up. And one came in and I said to the, when I was ready to go, and I said, can I go tomorrow, you know, with this backpack to the battalion, and all, after a lot of row, you know, I did.
Now you rejoined them. Did you go back to your signals platoon and to dispatch riding?
Yeah.
Was your wrist well enough for that?
Yeah.
So you'd made a full recovery?
Yes.
Now, the next thing really is the crossing to Italy and the Salerno landing.
That's right, yeah.
What do you remember about the crossing?
Not a lot, really. We went and went across one of these landing LST, was it? LST, right. With the vehicles in there.
Did you have your bike with you then?
Yes.
And what do you remember about the landing?
Well, we landed without much trouble. But some of us further up did. They had a bit like trouble, but we were sort of out of sight of the enemy sort of thing, you know, until they saw us from a big big monastery. And then we were bombarded. And of course, by that time, of course, we got the boats up and we were spread out, you know.
Did you come under much fire at that after then?
Yes.
What was it like being under that sort of fire for you?
I don't really know. You didn't raise your morale much.
So what's the next thing you remember? Were you back to your duties?
Yes.
Any stories you could tell us, give us an idea of what it was like?
What?
In Italy, well, you know.
Well, we took this monastery place at Salerno.
Would that be Hospital Hill?
That's it. It was made in the hospital, you see.
What do you remember of that?
Not a lot, really. We were too busy moving about.
You were on your bike?
Yep.
And you'd still be going in action. You'd still be responsible for getting messages forward.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Would you always be able to get your bike right up to where the offices were of a company, or would you sometimes have to walk up the last bit?
Sometimes you couldn't because of the trench work. And you had to walk. So you want to remember where you left your bike.
Do you remember anything else about the fighting on Hospital Hill? Because it was quite fierce at times.
It was very fierce, yes. At this stage, I can't anyway remember a lot about it. I just know it was there and you know, what we had to do.
So what's the next thing you remember?
Well, you tell me both now. The Carigliano.
So you went, the next thing was the Corpo di Cava, that village, and then,
yeah.
Do you remember those incidents and the crossing of the Volturna, the Tiana, yes. The Garigliano? Yeah. What could you tell us about them?
Well, they were just carried out in the usual, as per instructions. There wasn't a lot, many incidents crossing.
What would your job be in a crossing? You presumably wouldn't go across first with the bike, you know,
we go back last. Well, actually,
would the bike go in a boat or on a raft, or how would you get it across?
Put it in an ST.
Even for crossing rivers?
They're flat bottomed boats, and the bow was just like that, you know, straight, and you dropped it down, you're off it.
Now, anything else you remember about this period?
The water was very sulfuric.
The drinking water?
Yes. You never constipated. And
did that affect a lot of people?
Well, not adversely. I mean, you'd be there in number nines, you know what I mean? most people like that. We're used to it, see. And we had a boat called Tony Sacco, was it? Yeah. And his family were in Naples. And he managed to find his grandparents, that I do know.
So what happened next then? Because you left the battalion soon.
That's right, yeah. That was because I think I was not, that's right. Something. I'm not sure which one it was now. But so I got evacuated back to... where did we go to? It was Haifa, somewhere that way.
Palestine.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. And I was transferred to the engineers, the 193 Railway Operating Company. We operate the railway.
So you were now a sapper?
Yes.
And why had they picked you for that? Was that because of your railway?
They tried, yeah.
So you were going to be a clerk?
Well, I was going to work on the railway anyway. I became a railway operator.
What does that mean? What was your job?
You worked outside, yeah. I was a clerk, yeah, but I did a lot of operating work as well.
But what did the operating work entail? What sort of things were you doing?
Oh, working out schedules and things, mostly.
What, train schedules or work schedules?
Train schedules.
So timetabling?
Yeah, with some of the work and that. So, and distraction, of course. But I was in... was at Haifa, a place called Zib near Haifa. That was the headquarters of it then. And then you went back to Egypt, Cairo. The other way you went on to Beirut. There was different railways then, see, we were in the middle of it. And the engineers built a railway to connect the two together. You see, and then we had the whole railway. It's called the Hyphen Bay Route Trinity Railway.
That's quite an important railway.
Yes.
And what was the main thing it was carrying? Troops or?
Mostly troops.
What about, would it carry supplies and guns and things as well?
Yes, not a lot.
Troops mainly then?
Yeah, mainly troops.
And how long were you doing that for?
Oh God, Timmy asked me.
Roughly.
That's well finished.
Now, you'd been with the Durhams. Were you glad to get away to this?
No, I wasn't, no. No, I was doing because I was... See, I was down ready for my last hospital trip, see? Down to B2.
Your health was downgraded.
Well, my limbs, you know.
So you couldn't get back to your regiment, your battalion?
No.
And that upset you then?
Well, I wasn't very happy.
You'd rather have stayed with the Durham?
Yeah,
even though with them you were in action, or would have been in action, and with this lot, with the Royal Engineers, you were safe in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
You'd still have rather been with the Durhams?
Yeah, would you?
Did you make friends with in the 193rd?
Well, I'd say yes.
And you finished up a pay clerk at one point, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
What did that entail?
I still do all the pay for the blokes who were up down the line. Because Barrett was the headquarters, you see. And I said, then Saturday outpost I was to go and visit and take it out to them.
Now, that's where you finished your war. But you weren't demobilised for quite a while, were you? Because you stayed out there.
Yes, I did.
Because you weren't demobilised till 16th of June 1946.
That's right, I wasn't there.
Were you out there till then?
Almost, yeah.
Did you mind, the long delay?
Well, we didn't know much about it in those days. We were in the army, that was it, you know. See, I mean, all the argument was in Whitehall, wasn't it?
So you weren't grumbling much?
No, not that, no.
And when we were demobbed, were you able to get your old job back?
Yes.
Had you lost anything from being at war?
Nothing. Went back to same grade.
Did you have any lasting effects?
I didn't go to the same job, obviously, but I went to the same grade.
Did you have any lasting after effects, you know, mentally or physically? Your legs?
I've got a scar around the end still.
What was that scar from? Because
that was when I was let off about a motorbike.
As well as your wrist, you'd done your knee.
Yeah. But the wrist was the first one in Algeria. This one was the second one. No one said they used to have a guard plate underneath the engine because it's that alloy. Underneath was underneath the frame, and this frame was the alloy plate. And that when I come off in Palestine, it stuck right in there.
So when have you had that accident in Palestine?
Palestine, yeah.
While you were with the DLI, they were in Palestine for a while.
Yeah, with the DLI.
Okay, thank you very much.